This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Joining me now from the beautiful, beautiful Austin, Texas, which where the streets are paved with dreams, notions, cannabis, is the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns, that being one young Dan Zimmerman. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you today?
Oh, I'm okay, I guess, I reckon.
Good.
Now, I want to start with this simply because I'm wondering what this is going to be as far as when we're looking at certain things. There's a new gun out now, a SIG P365 and 380.
Yes, there is.
And, you know, when the P365 came out, that was the new hotness.
That was definitely the new hotness.
And it is, you can carry that gun 365 days a year, no doubt about it. But I found a couple of issues with it for me. I know lots of people do carry it. They didn't like me giving them any umbrage about it. But now they've taken it down to 380, which might actually be a better, it might be better suited for that caliber. But my question to you is, do you think this will be the new hotness again because it comes out in a new caliber?
I don't think that this will supplant the 9mm 365. I think that's still going to be the gun that great majority of gun buyers are going to opt for, that the SIG 365 and its competitors from Springfield, Smith, Ruger, Kimber, you name it. Now that we have a whole range of micro nines, but it's a good option because there are people for whom the P365 is a little too snappy, because anytime you fire a 9mm personal defense round from a gun that small, you're going to have some recoil. And the P365 has a stiffer recoil spring, and that means it's a little more difficult to rack. So if you are someone who is a little more recoil sensitive, or if you have reduced hand strength and want a gun that's easier to rack, this is a really good option. Now, some people disparage the 380 cartridge as a self-defense cartridge. I think a lot of them forget that 380 is also known as 9mm short.
Yep.
Instead of 9x19, which is a standard 9mm round, 380 is 9x17, so it's just a slightly shorter bullet. So of course, it is smaller and we use the gun with a little less power. However, in the last 5 to 10 years, the advances in ballistics have made some extremely capable personal defense rounds in 380. So they're out there. And if the P365 380 is as reliable as the standard 9mm 365, and we have no reason to doubt that, especially given the review that we just put up on the site, it's going to be a very viable personal defense gun. And again, the 365-380 is modular like the 9mm. It's got this, uses the same fire control unit, which is, of course, the heart of the gun. It's the legal part of the gun that you can take out and put into other grip frames. So you can bet that SIG is going to be out with other grip frames for the 365-380, and you'll be able to order those over the web, you know, on the web, have it delivered straight to your house, because that's not the legal gun part. The legal gun part is that interior fire control unit that's got the trigger, and that's where the serial number is. And once you buy the gun and have that, all the other parts, you know, you can have delivered straight to your door.
Right.
You can customize this thing as you like. And the 365-380 comes with slides pre-cut for a red dot. If you're one of the increasing number of people who like to shoot with a red, like to shoot a handgun with a red dot.
Right.
And if you're not, it's got a good set of SIG night sights. So I think it's a very good option for a whole lot of people.
You know, with SIGs, and you can tell me what you want about this, but with SIGs, I have noticed that if you go out and buy a, like one of the full-size pistols, and you buy it used, you have no real idea what you're getting, because people have gotten out there and changed this lower and put it with this slide, or, you know, because it's so modular, it's not a, you know, it's not like an X-carry would be. So I have two SIGs. I have the long one and I have the short one on the P320. That's all I'm looking for.
In the carry size frame?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I've got the three.
But I mean, I don't think that's what it was originally.
Oh, really? Well, if you're going to buy a used 320, which is modular as well, just like the 360, but it's good to do your homework in advance and know what the original parts on the gun are.
Right.
So when you go and buy it at your local gun dealer, he should let you take it apart and look at it and see, you know, has somebody subbed out a different slide? Have they put a different grip frame on it? You know, what have they added to or taken away from it or subbed out? Because it's so modular, and we just did another post on that last program week too from John Wayne Taylor talking about the 320 and just how modular that thing is and all the different options. And we just basically scratched the surface with that, because there's just so many ways to customize that gun.
Right. So, yeah, I have three SIGs. I have the 320 long, the 320 short, and a P365, which I have not gotten rid of yet, despite the fact that I have a few disparaging things to say about it. But I'm just curious, because the P365 rode a huge wave of popularity for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was the only thing out there until the Hellcat came.
Yeah. And, I mean, I've never shot the Hellcat, so for all I know, the Hellcat is a pretty good gun. The original Mini 9, the M&P Shield,
yeah.
I'd like to try the double stack of one of those, just to, I bet you that's a pretty good gun. So
you should, especially if you have larger hands. I think that's probably the best of those guns for people with bigger hands.
I have arthritic hands, so that means I need something for larger hands, because I can't manipulate something as small as the P365. But that particular article is the top article right now. It is the first article you see at thetruthaboutguns.com. We're talking to the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at the truthaboutguns.com. I see that Shannon Squeaky Watts has gotten out there again.
Yeah, she's a busy woman.
The picture that you guys have at the Truth About Guns, right? In this article, do you not see Lynette Squeaky Fromm when you look at that picture of her?
There might be a little resemblance there.
I just think of her as Squeaky. That's all. I can't help myself. I hope she doesn't. I hope Squeaky doesn't take offense.
I don't know. Is Squeaky still with us? Is she alive? I don't know what her status is.
I don't know. A lot of them are. It's surprising how many of them are. There's still a bunch of the Manson family in jail. It's surprising how their longevity. But anyway, I digress. She's out there right now. She's up in arms because, and I guess that she's believing what some of these law enforcement types are saying, because some of these law enforcement types, like police chiefs and certain sheriffs, are getting out. They're saying that permitless carry means that makes it dangerous for their officers.
Well, yeah, this is a quote from an article in, well, you know, the UK's Guardian, you know, which is even in the UK, it's on the left. They're no fans of civilian firearm ownership at all. And they are noting the trend, the accelerating trend of states here in the former colonies that are enacting permitless carry and lamenting that fact and wringing their hands and clutching their pearls and looking for the nearest fainting couch. And in the process, in this article, as you say, they quote law enforcement people, because in every single state where constitutional carry, permitless carry, has been enacted, in the run-up to that, there are always certain law enforcement officials, usually chiefs of police, who come out in opposition to it and wave their hands and sound the alarm because it's going to cause, they say, blood to run in the streets.
Right.
And it's going to make life more difficult for police officers, they say. Now, what they don't say is that the criminal community throughout the country has been practicing permitless carry in this country forever. They always will, they always have, and they always will. So this
right.
does absolutely nothing to further arm in any way the criminal community in the United States. What this does, however, is arm law-abiding citizens who otherwise didn't want to or couldn't afford to go through the hoops of getting their concealed carry permit. A huge number of people still do. I've talked to trainers here in Texas and in other states that I've been to that have enacted, and they say after initial drop-off, after constitutional carry is enacted, you know, they lose some of their business. The process of getting certified for the state's concealed carry license then goes down, but then it goes back up. And in fact, I've talked to other trainers who don't train specifically for the LTC licensing process. They say their business goes up significantly because a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't have bought guns do, and they plan to carry them, and they want to get trained, and they want to be safe with them. So all these gloom and doom predictions don't come to pass. Anyway, in this Guardian article, they of course go to Michael Bloomberg's favorite employee, Shannon Watts.
Squeaky.
Yes, exactly. who says there's a reason law enforcement officers overwhelmingly oppose permitless carry. It makes their jobs harder and puts their lives and the lives of the people they've sworn to protect on the line. She says, when states dismantle permitting systems and gut gun safety laws, gun violence goes up. Gun lobby-backed politicians are shamefully putting primary politics over public safety, and the consequences will be even more devastation. Will be even more devastation for their constituents and law enforcement officers they pretend to support. The trouble is that hasn't borne out really anywhere in any state that has enacted constitutional carry. Now, right now, they're all pointing to the national uptick in violent crime that's been going on for almost 2 years. But of course, what they won't say and what they won't admit is, that coincided with riots in cities all across the country.
Sure.
Rethinking and defunding police departments, prosecutors deciding that they aren't going to enforce large sections of law, and incredibly more lenient bail policies, in some cases zero bail policies, where people who commit even violent crimes are thrown back out in the streets to keep doing it again and again.
Here's the thing about this, and we need to really force these guys to have this debate with us. So this this guy that wrote this article, Politics Over Safety. What's the study that shows anywhere? Because there should be plenty of them going on right now. With all of these states that have permitless carry, what's the spike in their crime? Where's the spike in their crime?
Well, the problem is, up until 2020, there wasn't one.
Right.
But since 2020, of course, violent crime has increased in the United States.
Sure.
Number of shootings has increased in the United States. And the civilian disarmament industry
Hang on right there. I want to have this conversation. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, President Biden held a 55-minute phone call with the President of Ukraine. Among the things they discussed was the United States sending an additional $500 million in direct aid, the United States and other allies working to identify other ways to help the Ukrainian military, and the United States working to fulfill Ukraine's request for security assistance. This as the White House calls the Russian invasion of Ukraine a strategic blunder
that has left Russia weaker over the long term and increasingly isolated on the world stage.
White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield. New analysis from Bloomberg says the average American family will pay over $5,000 more this year for basic household items compared to last year. Food prices in the United States jumping almost 8% in 1 year. This is USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are bullying conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. The Kentucky Republican saying Democrats are acting clumsy.
This new inappropriate pressure campaign is just a continuation of this well-worn pattern. It has no basis in Justice Thomas' decades of impeccable service on the court.
Democrats wanting Thomas to recuse himself from cases related to last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol because of his wife's leaked text messages regarding the results of the 2020 presidential election. The percentage of thriving Americans is hitting a 13-month low. According to a new survey conducted by Gallup, just over 53% of those polled classified themselves as thriving, which is the lowest recorded since January of last year. Gallup reported the ongoing pandemic and record inflation are likely why the percentage decreased steadily. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And you made reference to this with President Asterisk there about him blaming the gun industry on the spike in crime. Now, how does he characterize what the gun industry has done to cause the rise in crime, besides all of these new law-abiding citizens have bought guns along the way?
Well, it's very convenient for the president, given that policies put in place by members of his own party who run cities around the country, again, reimagining policing, quote-unquote, which means cutting back the number of cops, reimagining prosecution, and reimagining bail, has resulted in huge spikes in crime all over the country. And here in Austin has been one of the worst examples of that in the country. A year ago, the president identified what he called rogue gun dealers as part of the problem. And now this week he's out with his proposed fiscal, I think it's 2023 budget, which, let's let's be honest, the president's budget is a useless document. It's not just President Biden's. Every president's budget is a useless document. It's just a proposal. It's a PR exercise where he says, this is what I would like to spend, and this is how I'd like to allocate it, and then the Congress goes and does whatever it darn well pleases. But if the president has his way, he would throw an additional $1.7 billion at the ATF. He would increase their budget by about, I think, 13 or 14%. What would he do with that? He would hire 140 more special agents and 160 industry operation inspectors. Those are the people that go around and inspect federal firearms licenses book. Now, in the past, that process has gone on, and that's been mostly a collaborative effort. What we're hearing now, however, is these are punitive attacks on gun dealers. What's happening is, in the past, where they've been noted, if they have a paperwork discrepancy, they're allowed to fix it, and then everything's fine. Now they're using any excuse they can to yank an FFL's license to sell guns. This is all part of Biden's war on guns, again, that he announced publicly over a year ago. Part of that was nominating David Chipman to run ATF.
Sure.
And that's why the gun industry and everyone else who cares about the right to keep and bear arms fought tooth and nail to defeat him, because it's bad enough using a faceless three-letter agency with fiat power to redefine what a gun is, set rules on, you know, defining what constitutes a gun, what gun parts are legal, what gun parts aren't illegal, is a force reset trigger now a machine gun, that type of thing. But if you have somebody like David Chipman, a paid lobbyist for the gun control industry, running the operation, it would be just an order of magnitude worse than it already is.
So, back to that conversation that I think, back to the part of the debate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know where the crime spiked, right? Because that's already where most of the crime was. John Lott looks out there and he says, you know, there's 75 counties where most of this stuff happens. It happens where they don't have a permissive gun or gun policy out there where people can carry guns. It happens where they have bail reform. It happens where they have a Soros DA. They have Soros secretaries of state. They have everything they want to have. And we have this moment in time, and I want to know what you think about this. We have this moment in time where we could say to them, listen, all this stuff you're talking about is a failure. We know this. You know this. Right now, you still have that Sullivan Act in place in New York City. Right now in New York City, the restaurants, you and I could go there, and we would not have to wait on a table for lunch at Times Square because the city has been emptied out. It's a dying city. And that's what this kind of regime does, in concert with all the other stuff. We should be pointing that out. We should get out there and make them point out, okay, name one place where we got permitless carry where the crime spiked all over the state, unless it, you know, like if it's in Pennsylvania. Well, what was it before, except for Philadelphia? Take Philadelphia out of there because Philadelphia's a blue enclave. And we need to force them to do this, and we need to be, because right now the populace is wide open to the idea that politicians lie to them every time they open their face. What do you think?
Well, that's true. We have a problem, though, because while we intellectually know that the policies that have been put in place across in urban areas across the country have resulted in huge spikes in crime, Americans, since COVID, especially since the George Floyd riots, also saw what was happening. What did they do? They went out and bought guns in record number.
Right.
And in the last 2 years, we've had, what, 6, 7 more states enact constitutional carry?
Right.
So you see violent crime spike, and you see people in response buy guns. That's a logical response. But if you talk to people in the gun control industry, they turn it around. They say, what happened? All these people bought guns, and then we had a huge spike in crime. They just turned it around and reverse cause and effect in order to bolster their argument.
Well, that's not a new thing. They've always done that kind of thing. But this time around,
you're absolutely right. But the thing is, through 2019, it was easy for us to make our argument, because while guns in civilian hands doubled from 92 through 2019.
Hang on right there. We're going to finish this. Okay. We'll finish this on the other side. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is the kind of stuff you get. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Timmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And so, Dan, what I'm trying to say is that right now we have an American populace. Black voters are leaving the Democrats. Hispanic voters are leaving the Democrats. They're seeing, you know, the climate change thing, the gas price thing, the supply chain thing, and the war thing, and all the, and, you know, plus the crime spike. I think we're in a unique moment to actually push back hard and maybe actually gain a little ground going the other way.
I think you're probably right, and the polls seem to say that you're right, too. Focusing directly on the gun issue, as you said, you know, as I was saying before, we had a clear argument, a clear, unambiguous argument that was really difficult to refute through 2019. From 92 to 2019, the number of guns in civilian hands doubled. We went from one constitutional carry state to 17 or 18. States all over the country switch from may issue, either no issue or may issue, to shall issue. So you had an explosion in the number of civilian-owned firearms and states in which it was far easier to get government permission to carry a gun every single day. At the same time, from 92 to 19, while those number of guns were doubling, crime plummeted to record low numbers, generational low numbers, numbers that America hadn't seen in this country in decades, in generations. So it was clear that the number of firearms in civilian hands, the increase, does not result in blood in the streets, higher crime, parking lot shootings, everything that the gun control industry loves to claim. And in fact, if you're John Lott, you can claim that, do the analysis he does, you can say that, in fact, more guns equals less crime. Then 2020 came, and in addition to even more people buying firearms, in, again, in record numbers, so much so that you couldn't even get guns for a while, then we had an explosion in of crime. And again, that was due to fewer cops, no enforcement, no prosecutions, and zero bail. Obviously, when you have less law enforcement and less prosecutions, and you let accused criminals walk the streets, you're going to have more crime. But now what our opponents can say is, well, look what happened. America went on a gun buying binge. And now we've got shootings, you know, doubling in Austin and up 35% in Chicago or whatever, you know, whatever the numbers are, in city after city all over the country. So we've got to, we all know that's garbage. Everybody on our side knows that's garbage. But it's the average person who doesn't pay attention to these things is susceptible to believing that kind of argument. I don't think it's carrying the day. We've seen more states. Obviously, now we've got Ohio and Indiana that's gone constitutional carry. We've got Alabama's gone. Georgia's probably going to do it very shortly. We may even, fingers crossed, that could even happen in Florida, thanks to Governor DeSantis now calling for a special legislative session to include, he's asked for, a constitutional carry bill he can sign.
Right.
So despite the Florida legislature's historic disinterest in enacting constitutional carry, despite having supermajority control over both houses, it may actually happen. I've talked to some people behind the scenes who are involved in these things and watch these things, and the glare and spotlight on a special session and the pressure right now on some powerful legislators in Florida right now has never been higher to do something now, especially with the governor, when he was called for a special session the other day, specifically mentioning constitutional carry. So who knows? I'm still not necessarily optimistic. I think maybe there's a 40% chance, could be as high as 50% if I had to handicap it, but you know, let's see, it's better than it has been in a while.
Well, my point being, the people that you're talking about that normally they can pull the wool over their eyes because they're so gullible, mm-hmm. or they're just not engaged or anything, they've been forced.
Yeah, they're gullible, but they just won't follow these things like we do.
Right. But I think they're being forced to follow it a little bit because it's in their face now. It's in their face every time they go get groceries. It's in their face every time they go get gas. Yeah, you know,
and when they watch the evening news. Yeah,
and they watch right. the evening news. And, you know, but the thing that keeps happening, that we keep seeing, we keep hearing about how crime has spiked and everything, but how many of these things are happening in, you know, some rural town versus New York, Chicago, Baltimore, name any city in New York, New Jersey, you know, Atlanta, Los Angeles?
Maybe not much in rural towns. Maybe not so much in rural towns, but it is spreading out to the suburbs. We're seeing, you know,
Big cities. Cities. Yeah, well, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's spread. I mean, in L.A., it's spread out to Beverly Hills.
Absolutely.
Places it is spread out to Beverly Hills. So.
Many things before.
But, yeah, and I mean.
So when people watch the evening news and they see more carjacking and more shooting and more groups of thieves plow through a shopping mall, smashing jewelry store display cases, you know, right there, you know, 7 o'clock on a weeknight, people start to respond to these things. That's why you have calls and movements to recall the prosecutor in Los Angeles and in San Francisco. That's why you've got, when the city starts to become absolutely unlivable. That's why you've got, again, more people leaving dysfunctional cities and states like California, like New York, like Illinois, and moving to places like Tennessee and Florida and Texas. People vote with their feet. People will only stay in places that are dangerous and expensive to live for so long.
Right.
And they will buy firearms, as they've shown over the last 2 years, in record numbers, because if it takes 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour plus for a cop to respond, because there are fewer of them on the beat,
yep.
You've got to be able to protect yourself and your family.
I just think we should be finding ways to get on every outlet and trumpet what's going on and point out to them. I think the Democrats like the chaos. I think they this is a torpedo that circles back on them.
Well, right. They may like the chaos, but they like it until it starts to affect their job.
Yeah,
now you've got literally hundreds of them that have chosen not to run for re-election because they see the light at the end of the tunnel is a locomotive headed right for them.
Yeah, too bad. So sad. I'm running out of time, Dan. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
TruthAboutGuns.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.